It's so difficult to get to know everybody because of the masks.
想要认识每一个人真的很困难，因为大家都戴口罩。
One of the things that you should know about my wife is that she loves flowers.
但有一件事情，你们对于我妻子，你们需要知道的呢，就是她非常的喜欢
And
种
she
花。
work, and she works very hard to make the garden beautiful.
她在花园里面努力的工作，想要让花园更美丽。
Now, I don't love the garden.
不喜欢那个花园。
The reason I don't like it is because I have to mow the grass and I also have to pull the weeds.
我不喜欢的理由就是我要去剪草，而且我还要去拔杂草。
But I encourage my wife because she does such a great job.
但是呢，我给妻子很多鼓励，因为她做得很好。
And I was thinking about that, you know, living in this world is kind of like living in a beautiful garden.
我就这样想啊，我们活在现在这个世界上，就好像活在一个美丽的花园里。
But the problem is the garden is full of weeds.
但是问题就在于这个花园里面很多杂草。
Not only that, but it's surrounded by a huge wall that can't be climbed.
不单单如此，花园还被很大的围墙所包围，也没有办法爬。
And there's no doorway out of this garden.
而且花园没有出口。
And our time in this garden is limited to about 80 years.
我们在这个花园可以待的时间已经被限制了，只有大概80年。
However, the message of the gospel is that Christ came from outside of the garden, that is, from outside of our universe.
然而，福音的信息是耶稣基督从这个花园的外面进入，他是从宇宙之外进入。
And he made a door in the wall for those who want to escape.
他为了那些想要逃离的人，在墙上开了一道门。
But the door is hidden by all the weeds.
然而，这扇门被所有的杂草所遮盖。
So God has commanded his people to pull out the weeds around the door and show the people the way out.
所以神命令他在这世上他所拣选的人来为他拔除门边的杂草，可以让人们看到到这个门边的路。
Now the door is easy to recognize because it's shaped like a cross.
这个门非常的容易辨识，因为它的形状就像一个十字架。
And that's why the cross has had a tremendous impact upon history.
这就是为什么十字架在历史上有如此大的影响力。
It's easy to see.
非常容易看到。
And anyone who seeks for it can find the way of escape.
每一个寻求的人都可以找到逃离的路径。
But unfortunately, some people like the weedy garden so much.
然而遗憾的是，有些人对于这个杂草丛生的花园有如此之深厚的感情。
That they refuse to trust in the Lord.
他们拒绝信靠主。
And take the escape that he offers.
而去寻求这个逃离的道路。
And some of them will even persecute those who point the way to the door.
他们其中的一部分人甚至于加害于那些向大家指出道路的人。
And that's what we were reading about today in our passage.
这就是我们今天在经文里头可以读到的。
And that's what we're going to talk about today.
这也是我们今天要讲的。
Now let me just review where we were last time.
让我们来回顾一下上一次我们学到的。
The first time we looked at Acts chapter 1.
第一次我们是看了使徒行传的第一章。
And we saw then that the risen Jesus gave his last instructions to his disciples.
我们看到复活的耶稣基督给了他的门徒最后的教导。
He promised that he would return one day.
他许诺他有一天会再来。
And then he ascended up into heaven.
然后他就升天了。
And then in Acts chapter 2, we saw that the Holy Spirit came down from heaven upon the apostles.
在使徒行传的第二章，我们看到圣灵由天而降，降到了使徒们的身上。
He gave them the power to speak in different languages that they'd never learned. I sometimes think that would be great for me.
给了他们讲方言的能力，有时候我想这是我所需要的。
And they were able to do wonders.
他们可以行神迹。
And Peter preached the gospel.
彼得传讲福音。
And 3,000 people were saved.
3,000人得救。
And then in chapter 3, the last time we preached, we saw Peter perform that great miracle in the name of Jesus.
第三章上一次我们看到的是彼得行了一个大的神迹，对着一个就治医治一个人。
And the crippled man was healed at the beautiful gate, remember?
这个瘸子他就在美门在那里被医治了。
The people were all amazed.
人们都很惊讶。
Even the enemies of Jesus were amazed.
甚至于耶稣基督的仇人也都很惊讶。
Because they couldn't deny the miracle because the man was well known and he was there standing right before the people.
因为他们没有办法 否认这样的一个神迹，这个人人所皆知，他就站在那。
And I guess that shows us that believing in miracles doesn't really save anybody.
我想这告诉我们一件事，就是相信神迹没有办法拯救我们。
But what Peter does do, he uses this miracle to preach the gospel again.
然而彼得所做的就是他使用了这个神迹，再一次的传讲福音。
He tells the people that they shouldn't be surprised by this miracle.
他告诉人们，你们不应该为着这个神迹而感到吃惊。
Because it was Almighty God, the God that they believed in, who had done this mighty work.
因为这是神的工作，这个他们所相信的神做了这一切的工。
And he done it through the name of Jesus Christ.
他通过耶稣基督的名来做了这一切。
Now, he also told them that, however, they should be concerned.
然而他同样也说他们应该担忧。
Because by murdering Jesus, what they had done, they had murdered God's promised Messiah.
因为杀害了耶稣基督，他们就是杀害了神所应许的弥赛亚。
However, they could repent and believe.
然而他们可以悔改并相信。
And then God would blot out their sins.
神会除去他们的罪。
And they could escape this poisoned garden.
他们可以从这个充满毒气的花园逃离。
Now, because this is the message that everyone in the world needs to hear.
当然，这个信息这世上所有人都应该听到。
And that's because we all have a sin problem.
这是因为我们每一个人都有罪的问题。
But the message of the gospel is that God is offering to blot out those sins.
神给我们福音的信息就是说，神可以除去我们一切的罪。
If we will trust in the name of Jesus, the Messiah.
如果我们信靠耶稣基督的名，就是弥赛亚。
So with this good news ringing in our ears, let's stop and we'll pray together.
让我们的脑海中回响着这个好消息，我们一起来祷告。
Our great God and Heavenly Father,
我们伟大的神，天上的父。
Lord, how amazing it is that you will even blot out the sins who murdered your only Son.
主啊，何等奇妙，你居然把这些杀害你儿子的人的罪都除尽了。
May this encourage us to live confidently, knowing that even for sinners like us, the door out of this life is open through the blood of our Savior Jesus Christ.
愿这可以让我们有信心的生活，知道借着耶稣基督的宝血，哪怕像我们这样的罪人，也可以被你所救。
It's the name of Jesus that we need as we travel through life.
是耶稣基督的名。可以让我们安全地在这世上行走。
And as Christians, it's His name that we are depending upon every day.
作为基督的跟随者，耶稣的名是我们每天都需要依靠的。
So help us not to be intimidated by the opposition of men.
所以帮助我们不要被这世上的人所恐吓。
But rather do all that we can to make the doorway into eternity known to all that we can.
而是尽我们所能。让这进入天堂的通道来为人所知。
Be with us this morning as we preach your word.
在我们今天早晨传扬你话语的时候，主啊，与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit teach us and convict us.
愿你的圣灵教导我们，劝服我们。
Comfort us and challenge us.
安慰我们，挑战我们。
So that we might be inspired to live for the Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以被激励而为主而活。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. All right then, so today that's what we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about the wolves among the sheep, we're going to talk about the sheep among the wolves.
这是我们今天早上要讲的，我们不是讲狼入羊群，而我们要讲的是羊入狼群。
We're going to see four lessons that we can learn from Peter and John about the way to deal with the wolves when they surround us.
我们从彼得和约翰身上要学到四个功课，怎么样来对付围绕在我们周围的群狼。
So the first lesson I thought that we could learn is that of boldness.
第一个我们要学会的就是要大胆。
Peter and John teach us to boldly proclaim the resurrection of Jesus to the wolves.
彼得和约翰教导我们，我们要对着这些狼群大胆地宣扬耶稣基督的复活。
So this is chapter 4 verses 1 to 4.
这是在第四章的一到四节。
And as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of men came to about 5,000.
使徒对彼得说话的时候，祭司们和守殿官并撒都该人突然来了。因他们教训百姓，本着耶稣传说死人复活就很烦恼，于是下手拿住他们，因为天色已经晚了，就把他们押到第二天。但听到这人有许多信的，男丁数目约到5000。
Okay, so Peter and John have cured the crippled man at the gate.
彼得和约翰在美门治愈了那一个跛腿的。
And Peter uses this as an opportunity to teach the people about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
彼得借这个机会就向人们讲述了耶稣基督的复活。
Now the Sadducees, they were angry because they didn't believe in the resurrection.
撒都该人们就很生气，因为他们不相信复活。
So they want to stop the disciples teaching this message.
他们想要阻止使徒来传讲这样的信息。
And they have the power to do it because the Sadducees were often government officials.
他们有能力做这个，因为他们在政府是掌权的。
But I wonder why would the Sadducees care about this?
但是我所奇怪的就是为什么撒都该人他们在乎这个呢？
By their own belief system, they believed that their lives would soon be over and they would be snuffed out.
对于他们的自己的信仰系统来讲，他们的生命最后会终结，然后他们就不会剩下什么。
There was no resurrection for them.
对他们来说没有复活。
So why try to stop others having this hope, a hope that they didn't want?
那为什么他们会阻止那些人有这样他们自己不想要的盼望呢？
Now the interesting thing is that it's the same today.
有趣的是今天也是一样啊。
Many don't believe in God or in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
很多人不相信神，不相信耶稣基督的复活。
But they're upset that others do.
然而他们对于别人相信却很失望。
And I know on the internet you get lots of anti-Christian websites.
我知道在网络上就有很多反基督、敌基督的一些网站。
And the people on there are often very angry. I don't know why, but they're very angry at this message.
就在那网站上写文章的人经常都感觉到他们对耶稣的这个信息非常的反感。
They don't believe themselves and they don't want anyone else to believe.
他们自己不相信，他们也不想要别人来相信。
It's as if they're sinking in quicksand.
就好像是他们在那一个流沙坑。
When they see some people trying to climb out of the quicksand,
他们看到有人要从这个流沙里爬出去的时候，
they try to drag them back down.
他们就试图把这些人再拉回流沙里。
Why would they do that?
他们为什么这么做？
I can understand them laughing at us and thinking that we're silly for believing in the resurrection.
我可以明白如果他们讥笑我们，觉得我们相信耶稣基督复活很傻。
But I can't understand why they're angry with us.
但我不能明白他们为什么对我们感到很愤怒。
But history shows that that's what's happened.
然而历史告诉我们这就是实际发生的。
From the moment that Christianity started to be preached,
从基督信仰一开始被宣扬的时候，
that the hope of resurrection from the dead was proved by Jesus' resurrection,
当耶稣基督的复活证明了死人复活这个事实，
many unbelievers are very angry at the Christian message and can be very murderous towards Christians.
很多不信的人就对此感到很愤怒，而且对基督徒真是有致死的想法。
Now here we see it, right? We see that as soon as they started to preach the resurrection,
我们在这里可以看到，当彼得约翰一开始来传扬耶稣复活的时候，
and these powerful men, leaders in the government, they tried to silence them.
这些有权力的人，政府的领袖就想要让他们沉默。
But they were not successful.
然而他们却没有成功。
Because even though they hate the message, the common people, the ordinary people, they love the message.
因为哪怕是这些权威们，他们憎恨这样的信息，然而普罗大众很喜欢。
We see here that 5,000 of them trust in the name of Jesus. 3,000 before, now 5,000. Now that's just the men.
我们在这里看到有5000男丁信了这样的信息，在之前还有3000。
And who can blame them for embracing this hope?
谁可以责备他们来拥抱这样的盼望呢？
Remember, we're all trapped in that walled garden with no door.
你要记得我们都陷在这一个没有出路的围墙所包围的花园里。
And for many people, the analogy is worse than that.
在很多人来看，其实 比这样的状况还要糟。
For many people, the world is not like a beautiful garden, it's like a dark cellar.
因为对很多人来讲，世界并不像美丽的花园，而是像黑暗的牢房。
Think of the lame man that we talked about last time.
想一下我们上次讲到的那个瘸腿的。
No wonder when he was healed, he leapt for joy, remember?
难怪当他被医治的时候，他马上跳起来快乐。
Well, here we see 5,000 people leaping for joy.
在这里我们看到5,000人欢喜跳跃。
It's because they realized that the door to everlasting life has been opened.
因为他们意识到那通向永生的门已经打开了。
We should rejoice for the same reason.
我们应该为着同样的理由而快乐。
Because we know the Lord Jesus Christ, the door into everlasting life has been opened for us as well.
当我们认识了耶稣基督，这通往永生的门就对我们敞开了。
It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ that proves that Jesus was the Messiah.
正是因着耶稣基督的复活，证明了耶稣就是弥赛亚。
So the resurrection is, if you like, it's like as if God were pointing down to Jesus and saying, "This is the man."
所以复活就好像神指向耶稣，告诉我们说，就是这个人。
Not Muhammad.
不是穆罕默德
Not Buddha
不是菩萨
Not Confucius
不是孔夫子
But this man is the man that I have chosen
然而就是他这个人是我所拣选的
And that's what Jesus has done He's conquered death for us
这就是耶稣基督所做的他为我们征服了死亡
And this is the message that we need to believe
这是我们需要相信的信息
There's no political or religious solutions to our difficulties
没有政治的、宗教的、任何的解决方案可以来解决我们的问题。
Only the life that God can give can save us.
只有那一位赋予我们生命的神可以帮助我们。
That brings us to our second lesson.
这就帮我们带到了第二点。
And I want to talk here about readiness, readiness.
第二个功课我们要学的就是预备好。
Now Peter teaches us here to be ready to give answers to any wolves that might question us.
彼得在这里告诉我们，我们应该随时预备好答案，当这些我们周围的群狼来询问我们的时候。
So this is chapter 4, verses 5 to 12.
这是在第四章的 ，sorry,
chapter 5 to 12.
五到十二节。
On the next day, the rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas.John and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, By what power or by what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed?Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders which have become the cornerstone. And there is no salvation in anyone else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
五到十二节。第二天，官府长老和文士在耶路撒冷聚会，又有大祭司亚拿和该亚法、约翰、亚历山大，并大祭司的亲族都在那里。教士徒站在当中，就问他们说：“你们用什么能力，奉谁的名做这事呢？”那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说：“至明的官府和长老啊，倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事查问我们。”他是怎么得了痊愈？你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这个人得痊愈，是因为你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
So here we see the reaction of the authorities. They don't like the apostles preaching this message and they arrest them.
在这里我们看到掌权者们的反应，他们不喜欢使徒们传讲的这些信息，他们就把他们给抓捕了。
They bring them before them and put them on trial, as it were.
把他们带到审判台前。
And I was thinking it's not unlike what happens today.
我在想今天这并不是不可能。
You see, the Christian message, of course, we believe that we should love everybody.
耶稣基督的信仰告诉我们说我们应该去爱每一个人。
And that's a message that the, law, that the world will not object to. That's a good message, right? Love everybody. The world likes that.
这个信息世界的人是可以接受的因为大家都觉得爱人是好消息。
But the gospel is not only that we should love everybody,
然而福音并不单单是我们要爱每一个人。
The gospel tells us that we love other people by telling them to repent and trust in the name of Jesus Christ to be saved.
福音告诉我们，我们要靠着把耶稣基督的名传扬，靠着让人相信耶稣基督的复活来这个消息来爱他们。
Now, it's that message that the authorities don't like.
当权者不喜欢的是这样的消息。
That's why they've arrested the apostles.
这就是为什么他们抓捕了使徒们。
And so it would be kind of like, say, Pastor Seng Song is preaching up here.
这就好像是宋圣牧师在这里讲道。
And suddenly the Mounties come dashing in, they arrest him, and they take him off to jail, to await to be arraigned before Justin Trudeau and the Canadian government.
这就好像是宋圣牧师在这里讲到的时候山地警察就进来了然后把他给抓捕了带到了 Justin Trudeau 和加拿大政府的面前然后审判
That's how serious this is that this is how high this is in the government that we're reading about
这就是这个事情的严重性这就是他们所带到的那个当权者的级别是如此之高
Now notice they ask a wonderful question
注意在这里当权者们问了一个非常好的问题。
They say, by what power or by what name have you done this?
他们说你们用什么能力奉谁的名做这事呢
That's an excellent question that we all need to be asking.
这是一个非常好的问题我们每个人都该问。
By what power or by what name is Christianity in the world today?
我们是用什么样的能力奉着谁的名基督信仰今天可以存在。
How would you answer that question?
你怎么回答这个问题?
Well, Peter here tells us how to answer that question if we're ever confronted by it.
彼得在这里教了我们，如果当我们被这样问到的时候，我们应该如何的回答这样的问题。
And you'll notice that he answers the authorities very respectfully.
你注意到他在这里是非常有礼貌地回答了这些问题。
Now remember, these are the same rulers that had condemned Jesus to death and had him crucified.
你要记得，这是同一批人，他们定了耶稣的罪，把他送上了十字架。
So Peter knows that they're evil men.
彼得知道这些都是些坏人。
But he treats them with respect.
然而却以礼貌待他们。
In verse 8, he talks about rulers and elders of the people. He's very respectful.
在这边第九节的时候他讲到治民的官府和长老啊非常有礼貌。
So keep this in mind when people challenge you about the gospel.
所以当有人挑战福音的时候你要记得这一点。
As Christians, we should always be respectful to them, no matter who they might be.
作为基督徒不管他们是谁我们都应该对他们有礼。
But then, secondly, his answer also reminds us that the ruler, reminds the rulers that Peter and John have done no harm.
第二点在第九节当中他也讲到他也提醒这些掌权者使徒们彼得和约翰他们没有做伤害人的事情
So Peter is making the point here that healing a person isn't a crime
使徒、彼得在这里提醒他们说医治一个残疾人不是一个犯罪
Healing someone is a good thing
医治一个人是好事
Now if Peter had broken the man's legs
如果彼得是敲断了这个人的腿
Now they would have been right to arrest him and throw him in jail
那他们的确是有权利来逮捕他把他放进监狱
But Peter is saying No, you guys are arresting me for curing the man
然而彼得在这里说你们抓捕我是因为我治了这个人
So he's gently trying to point out to these authorities that they've got it all wrong
所以他温和地向这些当权者们指出了你们都做错了
And that's what we've got to do as Christians.
我们基督徒就应该这样。
When we get into trouble for being Christians,
当我们因着基督徒的身份而陷入困境的时候
then let's make sure it's not for something wrong that we've done.
让我们确保一件事就是不是因为我们做错了什么事
Let's make sure it's for something right that we've done.
而是因为我们做对了什么事
And then thirdly, the answer of Peter and John point away from themselves. This is verse 10.
第三点，彼得和约翰他们的回答是把注意力转离他们自己。
Peter takes no credit for the healing.
这是第十节，彼得在这里并没有来抢占医治的功劳。
He basically says, I've done nothing at all. The name of Jesus Christ has done it all.
他基本上是讲，我什么都没做，是耶稣基督的名所行了这一切的事。
And this is very important because often as Christians, we tend to exalt famous Christians.
这非常的重要，因为我们基督徒当中经常都比较喜欢高举那些很有名气的基督徒。
And we think, oh, they have a power that we don't have.
我们觉得他们有我们没有的能力。
Well, there, here, Peter, the leader of the apostles, he denies that he has the power.
然而在这里，使徒们的领袖彼得，他否认了他们有这样的能力。
Well, I think we can learn from this not to put men on the pedestal.
我们可以从中学到的就是不要奉人为偶像。
If we exalt men too high, we're putting them in danger.
如果我们把一个人抬举得太高，其实是让他进入危险之中。
Because they can easily fall off the pedestal and break the neck.
因为他很容易从这偶像的地位跌落而摔断脖。
And again, I was thinking of Judas. We talked about that in chapter 1.
再次我又想到了第一章我们讲到的犹大。
Even he was able to work miracles in the name of Jesus.
哪怕是他也可以奉耶稣基督的名行神迹。
So that tells us that the name of Jesus is separate from the messenger.
这就告诉了我们，耶稣基督的名和这些传信者他们是分开的。
The message of the gospel doesn't depend upon us messengers.
耶稣基督的这个福音的信息不是靠着我们这些传讲的人。
So yes, we should respect those who deliver the message.
是的，我们应该尊重那些传扬信息的人。
And we should pray for God to protect them.
我们要求神保护他们。
But we mustn't make idols of them.
然而我们不可以奉他们为偶像。
And then Peter's answer also shows them that they are sinners and rejecters of God.
彼得同样，他的回答同样也显现出了，告诉他们说，你们都是罪人。
Let me read that again. Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead,By him, this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone.
这是十和十一节。你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这个人得痊愈，是因你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。
So before telling them the good news, Peter tells them the bad news, that they've already blown it, they're in big trouble.
所以在给他们好消息之前，彼得先告诉了他们一个坏消息，就是他们都陷在困境中，他们都做错了。
But then he's very quick to give the solution, and we'll see that in a minute.
然而很快，彼得就把这个解决的方案告诉了他们，很快我们就看到。
And we learn from this that all men, even Christ's murderers, can be saved.
从这一点我们可以看到所有的人哪怕是那些杀害了耶稣基督的人他们都有机会。
So if the murderers of Christ can be saved, then that gives us hope. Maybe we can be saved too, right?
如果是那些杀害基督的人他们都可以得救的话那我们也可以啊。
That's how amazingly merciful the Lord is.
这就是神的怜悯是何等的美妙。
And that's when Peter points them to the only name that can help them, and this is verse 12.
所以在这里彼得就把他们指向了这个唯一的可以救他们的名，这是十二节。
And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
除他以外别无拯救。因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
And that's why we preach that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么我们传扬唯一可以进到天国的靠着进到天国的名就是耶稣基督。
There's no other name that we can trust in that can get us there.
没有别的名我们可以靠着进入天国。
Because no one else has been raised from the dead.
因为没有任何人从死里复活了。
Think again of all the famous religious leaders.
想一下所有的这些伟大的宗教领袖们。
They're all still in the grave.
他们都在坟墓里。
Only Jesus Christ has been raised up from the dead.
只有耶稣基督从死里复活。
Proving that sin has been dealt with.
证明了罪已经被对付了。
And proving that we can live forever.
证明了我们可以永远活着。
So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.
所以我们要把这一点放在心里。
That's what it means when we appeal to Jesus' name. We are appealing to the only name that can save sinners.
这就是呼求耶稣基督的名的意义，就是我们可以靠着呼求他的名而得救。
And that's why we're Christians, because we are convinced that his name is enough to save us.
这就是为什么我们是基督徒，因为我们已经知道他的名已经足够救我们。
We don't trust in the name of Billy Graham.
我们不相信葛培里的名。
Or Watchman Nee.
我们不靠着尼托生的名。
We don't trust in the name of the Baptist Church.
我们不靠着浸信会。
Or the Catholic Church.
天主教会。
Or the Presbyterian Church.
长老会。
Or the Methodist Church.
寻道会。
The only name that we believe in, the only name that we're trusting in is the name of Jesus Christ.
我们所相信的，我们所依靠的唯一的名就是耶稣基督。
You know, in the English congregation a couple of weeks ago, they had a name tag day, and everybody had a name tag.
几个星期前，在英文堂，每个人都挂了一个名牌。
And it was wonderful, because I was able to see people's names. Because of the masks, you don't know who they are.
这真的好，因为我就可以看到人的名字，因为大家都戴着口罩，你都不认识他们。
So I recommend it. We need a name tag day here, so I can recognize people.
所以我就建议他们说搞一个名牌，那样的话我就可以认识他们。
It's really hard to recognize people in the church, because everyone has brown eyes. I don't know whether you know, everyone in this church has brown eyes.
在教会要认识人真的不容易，因为我们大家的眼球都是棕色的。
Even me, I have brown eyes.
甚至我自己，我都是棕色的。
So the only person I can recognize is Tim Greaves.
所以只有 Tim 牧师我可以认识，我可以认出来哦。
So I'm always struggling to put names to faces.
所以我总是很难把这个名字和脸对起来。
And it was really good in the service, because after the service,two young ladies came, I was walking down the aisle and I said hello to these young ladies and they said hello back.
那在崇拜之后走到过道里面就有两个年轻的女士来到我面前，然后我们就彼此问候。
And they thanked me for the message.
他们就感谢我给传递的这个信息。
And I was honored and I was able to talk to them and give their names. I was able to address them by names.
那我就很开心，然后我跟他们就可以照着名字来聊天。
And I tried to memorize their eyes.
我试图记住他们的眼睛。
But I've forgotten them again. I don't know which two they were.
但是我已经又忘记他们了，我不知道是哪两个。
But there's one name I'm never going to forget.
但是有一个名我永远都不会忘记。
And that's the name of Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督的名。
That's our only hope. That's our only hope as sinners when we face God.
这是我们唯一的希望，这是我们这些罪人面对神的时候的唯一的希望。
Now the third thing that I thought we should think about is expectation.
第三点我觉得我们要记住的就是一个期待。
Peter and John, teach us that the wolves will want to silence us.
彼得和约翰告诉我们这些群狼他们想让我们沉默。
This is verses 13 to 17.
这是在13到17节。
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. But seeing the man who was healed standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. But when they had commanded them to leave the council, they conferred with one another, saying, What shall we do with these men?For that a notable sign has been performed through them is evident to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. But in order that it may spread no further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name.
他们见彼得约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的，又看见那治好了的人和他们一同站着。就无话可驳，于是吩咐他们从公会出去，就彼此商议说，我们当怎样办这两个人呢？ 因为他们诚然行了一件明显的神迹，凡住耶路撒冷的人都知道，我们也不能说没有，唯恐这事越发传扬在民间，我们必须恐吓他们，叫他们不再奉着名对人讲论。
So this is what happened to the early disciples when they started preaching this message.
这就是早期的使徒们当他们在宣扬福音的时候所遇到的局面。
And if you check history, you'll find that it's happened again and again and again. And even in our world today, there's some countries you can't go to and they won't let you preach the gospel.
如果你查看历史，你就会发现这样的事情一再而再的发生。哪怕是到今天，在有一些国家，你仍然不可以自由地传扬福音。
And I think that might be because they know that the gospel divides people.
我想，他们知道福音实际上是可以让人分裂的。
That's what Jesus predicted.
这也是耶稣基督所讲的。
Because though the gospel is good news to those who believe it,
对于相信福音的人，对他们来说，福音是好消息。
It's bad news to those who reject it.
然而对于那些拒绝福音的人，这却是一个坏消息。
It's like a double-edged sword.
就好像是两刃剑。
The gospel protects those who trust in it.
福音保护那些信靠他的人。
But it cuts down those who reject it.
却剪除那些拒绝福音的人。
So we can expect people who don't believe the gospel to try and keep us quiet about it.
所以我们就可以期待着那些不相信福音的人都想让我们沉默。
And I think the resurrection is worrying to people who don't believe it.
我想复活这件事情让那些不相信的人很担忧。
Because most people, I think, are happy with this world.
因为很多人，大部分人都对这个世界还觉得挺开心的。
They're happy with the beautiful garden.
他们很喜欢这个美丽的花园。
And they think, oh, well, it'll just end and then it'll be all finished and then it'll be done.
他们想啊，反正我们就活在其间，然后最后结束了就算了。
But Jesus risen from the dead, if that truly happened, then it's not going to be the end. In fact, there's going to be a judgment to come.
然而，如果耶稣基督的复活是真实的，那么这就不是一个结束，那就会有审判等待我们。
So hearing this message is disturbing to some people.
所以听到这个消息。就会让很多人不安。
And the solution is to silence it. We don't want to hear the message.
那解决的方法就是说，让这些传扬信息的人消声，我们不想听这样的消息。
Of course, they're not realizing something here.
当然，他们在这里没有意识到一件事情。
The message will go out whether they try to silence it or not.
不管他们是不是来禁止这样的消息。它还是会被传扬开来。
And that's why you'll find throughout history, wherever the gospel has gone, it's always reappeared its head. Even if the government's tried to crush it, many people will still believe it.
所以纵观历史，你就会发现，有时候福音好像是消失了，然而它总是会再重现，不管政府用什么样的手段来压制。
But it'll not be the proud and the wise and the mighty and the powerful who will believe it.
然而不是那些骄傲的掌权的有权势的人会相信
他。It will be the humble people, the ordinary people, the poor people.
会是那些谦卑的普通的贫困的人。
In fact, here, when the authorities are questioning Peter and John, they call them uneducated. That's what it says in English.
事实上当这些掌权者在询问彼得和约翰的时候，他们把这两个人叫做是没有受过教育的小民。
And I checked the word in Greek, and the word in Greek is it's idioti, idioti.
那我查了希腊语，他用的一个词就基本上是在形容这些人就是白痴那样。
And that's where we get our English word idiot from.
这就是英文的那个白痴这个词的来源。
So these rulers are gathering together, and he's saying these guys are total idiots.
所以他们基本上这掌权者聚在一起就说这些人他们都是白痴。
Why are all these people following them?
为什么其他人会来跟随他们呢?
They should be following us, we're the smart ones.
他们应该来跟随我们，我们才是那聪明人。
And they're completely dumbfounded.
他们完全是没有明白。
But I'll say this, it's better to be an idiot with Jesus than an Aristotle without him.
然而我要说的是，宁愿跟着耶稣做白痴，也不要做一个没有耶稣的亚里士多德。
Why be an Aristotle in the grave when you can be an idiot in heaven?
如果你可以做一个在天堂的白痴， Because they've
not realized that by crucifying Jesus, they've not solved their problem. By crucifying Jesus, sorry, they've not.
因为他们没有意识到, 把耶稣基督钉十字架, 实际上不能解决他们的问题。
Because now, they've crucified Jesus thinking that will stop the trouble, but now they're finding that there's thousands of followers of Jesus rising up in the nation.
因为当他们把耶稣基督钉了十字架以后, 他们突然发现成千的人在跟随耶稣。
They're seeing all the worldly power slip away from them.
而这些世界上的这些力量就没法掌控他们。
So what did he do? When they can't persuade the apostles, they threaten them, basically.
所以当他们不能再威胁到这些使徒的时候, 他们就想要把他们剪除。
Let's expect that to happen.
也让我们来期待这样的事情可能会发生。
And then fourthly and lastly, we have obedience.
第四点是最后一点, 我们要学会顺从。
Peter and John teach us that before the walls, we must not be silent about the name of Jesus.
彼得和约翰告诉我们，在狼群面前， 我们不应该对着耶稣基督的名保持沉默。
This is verses 18 to 22.
这是在18到22节。
So they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, whether this is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. For we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. And when they had further threatened them, and they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people, for all were praising God for what had happened. For the man on whom the sign of healing was performed was more than 40 years old.
于是叫了他们来，禁止他们总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。彼得约翰说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。” 官长为百姓的缘故，想不出法子刑罚他们，又恐吓一番，把他们释放了。这是因为众人为所行的奇事都归荣耀与神。原来借着神迹医好的那人有40多岁了。
So we see how bold Peter is here.
我们看到彼得在这里是多大胆。
Remember when he was out in the court, he was terrified, right?
你记得那时候在院里的时候，他吓得厉害。
But now that the Holy Spirit has come upon us and he's actually inside the building, now he's as bold as a lion.
然而现在圣灵降临在他身上，他在这个建筑里面，然后他非常大胆。
Now, like Peter, we need to be brave. We need to have courage.
就像彼得一样，我们需要勇敢，我们需要有勇气。
And it's so easy to be intimidated today.
我们今天很容易被恐吓到。But
the apostles were not intimidated. They were determined to get the message out.
然而使徒们没有被恐吓到，他们试图要让这个信息被传扬。And
that's our responsibility as a church. Our responsibility as a church is to get the name of Jesus Christ out because he is the way of escape for everyone.
这是我们今天教会的职责，我们的职责就是试图宣扬耶稣的名，让他这个逃离今世的这个通道打开。Peter
was unafraid because he knew that the message was true. He'd seen the risen Christ.
彼得不怕，是因为他知道这个信息是真的。他看到耶稣基督，他看到复活的耶稣基督。And
he believed the promise that he too would experience eternal life.
他相信那个应许，就是他自己也可以有同样的永生。And
how can you scare men who really believe that they're going to live forever?
你怎么样去恐吓一个真正相信有永生的人呢？
I once saw a movie. It was a western, a bad western.
我看过一个电影，是西方电影。But
there was a good scene in it.
是一个好电影，但是其中有一个很好的一幕。The bad
guy is threatening a priest in Mexico.
这个坏人啊，他就在墨西哥就威胁一个牧师。He
said, "I'm going to kill you."
他说我要杀了你。And
the priest responds and says, looks at him incredulously.
然后这个神父他就看着他，就无法置信的看着他。He
says, "Do you think you can scare me with death?"
你能想象你可以用死亡来威胁我吗？
But when you think about it, the resurrection is true. What's the worst thing that can happen to us?
你想一下，如果复活是真的，什么坏事会发生在我们身上？什么最坏事会发生在我们身上？
We've got an eternal future ahead of us.
我们前面有永远的未来。Death
can't hurt us.
死亡不能再伤害我们。It
can only hurt us if we reject the solution.
只有当我们拒绝这样的方案的时候，死亡才能威胁到我。
So in conclusion,
最后,
when the wolves are among the sheep, they kill and they maim.
当狼进入羊群的时候，他们杀戮，他们伤害。
But when the sheep are among the wolves, they bring life and hope in Jesus' name.
然而，当羊进入狼群的时候，他因着耶稣基督的名带来拯救，带来盼望。
So as a church, let's keep on proclaiming the resurrection as boldly as we can.
所以作为教会，让我们大胆地宣扬耶稣基督的复活。
There's no better message for dying people to hear.
对于将死的人，没有比这个更好的消息可以听到。
Then let's take the time, as we do in this church, to get to know the Holy Spirit, to get to know Him and how He works in our lives, how He will help us.
然后让我们来花时间来学习圣灵是怎样工作的，怎么样帮助我们，怎么样来带领我们。
So that when people demand of us, by what authority do we preach the gospel, and by what authority do we live in the way that we live?
所以当人们来询问我们是我们是靠着什么样的能力，靠着什么样的名来生活的时候，
we'll be able to say, don't blame me, don't blame me, blame the name of Jesus Christ.
然后我们就说不要说我，你要去看那耶稣基督的名。
He is the one that has caused this to happen to me.
他是那一位让现在一切发生在我身上。
He is the one who has given me this new life to live.
他是那一位赐给我现在活着的这个新生命的。
Even if people don't like to hear the name of Jesus, let's not be silent.
哪怕别人不想听耶稣基督的名，让我们不要保持沉默。
Take courage and tell them with respect, remember, with respect.That they must obey God rather than men.
而是有礼貌的，带着勇气的告诉他们，他们，我们要遵循神的旨意。
And we keep on preaching the name of Jesus because through His death and resurrection, they can be saved just like we've been saved.
我们要继续的来传扬耶稣基督的名，传扬耶稣基督的复活，因为靠着他，靠着这个名，我们得救，他们也可以得救。
A preacher used an illustration from Rodin. Rodin was the greatest French sculptor.
有一个传道者，他就用了一个比喻来讲。
And you might know him because he is the artist that carved the sculpture called the Thinker. That's that one. Remember that one? I think that one.You know?
就是罗丹，他在讲到这个雕塑家罗丹，就是那个思想者，这个雕塑的创作者。
Well, an even better sculptor that Rodin did was three figures. He did three figures together.
那罗丹做的另外一个雕塑是更好的，它是有三个形状。
And the three figures are Adam, Eve, and Abel, the son that whom Cain killed. Remember?
Yeah, 那他的那个创作就是。亚当夏娃还有就是亚伯。
So in this sculpture, Adam is carrying his dead son Abel.
在这个雕塑，亚当他抱着已经被杀害了的亚伯。
And Eve is leaning on Adam as he's carrying his son, and there's tears in her eyes.
夏娃靠着亚当，她泪流满面。
And Adam, you can see his face is filled with grief.
你可以从亚当的脸上看到充满了悲伤。
And they're walking to bury their son.
他们走向那埋葬他儿子的地方。
You should check it on the internet if you can get it. It's really beautiful.
你在网络上其实可以看得到，非常的美。
But Rodin called that the first funeral.
罗丹把这个雕塑称之为第一个葬礼。
And the preacher who's telling the illustration noted it and said this.
传道人讲到这一个雕塑的时候，他这样说
：“He said it was the first funeral, but it wasn't the last.”
他说这是第一个葬礼，但这不是最后一个。
Men and women, boys and girls will continue to die.
男人、女人、男孩、女孩会继续的死亡。
So what are we going to do as Christians?
我们基督徒该怎么做呢
？Well, we're not going to keep silent.
我们不应该沉默。
We are going to continue what Peter and John did here.
我们要继续。彼得和约翰在这里所做的。
We're going to preach the resurrection in the name of Jesus Christ to all who will hear it.
我们要靠着耶稣基督的名传扬他的死，传扬他的复活，给一切愿意听的人都听见。
Including to the wolves.
包括那些狼。
Well, let's just pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们的天父。
May we as a church not be silent.
愿我们作为教会，我们不沉默。
But rather, may we proclaim the promise of life after death to all who are willing to hear it.
而是把这死后的生命向所有愿意听的人都传讲。
Keep us faithful to this mission.
让我们对这个使命忠诚。
And help us not to be intimidated by powerful men.
让我们不被那些有权的人所恐吓。
Rather, may we try to do as Peter does here.
而是像彼得在这里所做的一样。
Give them the gospel.
把福音给他们。
So that they too, even though they murdered Christ, could also have been saved.
所以他们哪怕他们杀害了耶稣基督都可以有得救的机会。
Yes, Lord, we are sheep among the wolves.
是的主啊我们就像羊进入狼群。
But you are our great shepherd.
然而你是我们的好牧人。
You can turn even the worst of wolves into your sheep.
你可以把最凶残的狼都变成你的羊。
Through the great power of Jesus' name.
靠着耶稣基督伟大的名。
And we know this is true because you turned us into your sheep.
我们知道这是真的因为你把我们也变成了你的羊。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.